Welcome to another fresh episode of the Sheep Tank, where the sheep will pitch some new interesting business idea and the wolves will burn it down usually. Somehow that keeps happening. Previous episodes we spoke about VanMoof, we had Netflix, we had Allbirds. And wolves for this episode will be me and Yara, and it will be Alex who is going to pitch Gucci's ventures into Roblox. So, Alex, please tell us about all your gaming experiences.
Yeah, first of all, Guido, we need to take the umbrella perspective. It's not about Roblox here, it's about actually the metaverse experience. So Gucci will be the leading Web 3.0 luxury brand, and you know it. We have opened a persistent digital space in Roblox a couple of weeks ago. You might have seen it already. It's a virtual piazza, we call it Gucci Town. And we have a couple of mini games in there, a creative corner. We have an exhibition space called World Plaza, a nice shop. So a place where people can interact in a very safe environment, because safety is one of the values we want to share, even on the metaverse side with Gucci. It's our extension of the brand. We are very, very bullish about the metaverse, and we have only invested 20 million in the Roblox experience. And I think it would make sense now to go even deeper and invest like another 100 million into other environments, not only Roblox, building there on top, building a better experience. We will tighten our relationship with our customers. And again, we have the chance now to become the leading luxury brand in the metaverse world. I don't know if you've seen it, Guido, here, but I'm sure in case you have seen it, you're going to spend all the day in Gucci Town.
But how do you plan to capitalize it, either in Roblox or...
Capitalize. Beyond? It's a brand thing, Yara. So capitalizing, obviously, we have some initial ideas in place, which is gamification, which with our own currency that will allow you to buy items only our currency can unlock. Now it's about learning, tighten the relation. I myself believe that the relations we've made in Metaverse already led to a higher basket size in the offline world, where we're still selling our items. It's hard to track. We are not asking yet in the checkout process in our stores and online about the Metaverse impact because it's too early. But I guess out of this 20 million we've invested initially, another 5 or 10 million are already back in our bank accounts.
I was in the Gucci Roblox store this morning. It was very quiet, I can tell you. So my main concern here is how do you see the disconnect between what the Gucci brand is offline, and then that's an audience that's not necessarily the ones that are online playing games on Roblox. So
yeah,
why?
You know, we have seen this kind of translation error earlier with consultants that actually started their career in the Second Life environment, and they still try to map parallels with Second Life and Roblox. And actually, Roblox, the whole infrastructure we've built up there and the whole entity we've built up there, we obviously can move into other metaverses. So Roblox we have chosen because it's a very, very active metaverse which is supporting our brand narrative, where we were able to buy land and assets. So obviously that's not the end game. But if you compare Gucci Town with other experience in the Roblox world, it's already it's already on a much higher level than other brands, and I think that's the way to go in the metaverse environment.
I don't know. For me, in order to get my money, you need a
bit. I don't know. I don't know. You always say I don't know. Just
Premium Alex needs to come up with a better strategy of capitalizing it. Then you can convince me, because I think especially for luxury brands, the metaverse is very attractive. Think about NFTs, whatever. Come up with something and I'm happy to rediscuss.
I,
just a minute. You're not giving me the 100 million. Also, you know, it there will be a payback in the future.
But this is a very gray payback you are outlining. So you haven't convinced me of the actual payback yet.
Yeah, well, same for me. I mean, I like the investments in the metaverse and Gucci exploring this, and maybe expanding the brand downward. I'm not sure if that's a good idea. If they can keep up, and maybe if they're able to connect those two audiences with each other, the people that are buying online versus offline. But yeah, in terms of investment, I don't see where the investments. How my investments are going to grow by doing this directly. So, no. I'm sorry.
Who knows? Next time I come back with better ideas.
Better metaverse ideas, or?
I don't know. I think metaverse is dead now. Now that the whole crypto scam is over. I think now we have to wait for Web 5.0. I think the Twitter founder, Jack, announced Web 5.0, which is actually Web 3.0 plus Web 2.0. So... Let's see what's coming out there.
So that's then on for next time. Yeah, we can do that. Thanks for watching or listening, and if you have any suggestions for the next episode besides Web 5.0 apparently, let's hear it. You can send us a message on LinkedIn or Twitter, and we might be investing in you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.